Guys, welcome back to another week of Force Facts, this time coming to you from the Economy of the Stars. We have...
What? No. What? Economy of the
Stars? Yeah.
You're fucking nerd.
Look, man. Okay? It matches the fact, all right? So the fact of this week is there's a country that is an island country near New Zealand. They have some ties to New Zealand that actually has a large swath of Star Wars minted coins that have legal tender within the company of Niue, where, you can buy coins that are in the shape of Star Wars characters or, like, their helmets or whatever, and they're actually accepted as legal currency within the country.
Wait, that's actually kind of dope. I mean, yeah, that makes sense too.
I'm looking at them right now. Like, the cost to the actual value, like, when used as a denomination of currency is not, like, a one-to-one thing. Like, there's, like, Beskar silver bars that, like, their denomination is, like, $20, but it costs, like, $600 for the Beskar bar. But, like, the whole thing, like, every one of the coins is legal currency in this country. And they have some really cool coins that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, see, you lost me at that fucking $600 comment. But it does check out that, like, near Australia would have some shit like that, because I'm pretty sure Australia is the place that also has, like, being a Jedi, like, the studying the Force is, like, actually, like, a declared religion too.
Damn.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, so, like, some of these coins are like $100 and they're like $5 denomination, but they have a lot of Mandalorian ones. So
yeah, no, fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that exchange rate. I wonder wait, so, like, does that mean, like, okay, so, like, for example, like, say you have the bar that costs $100, but it's only, like, worth five, right? Does that five ever, like does it fluctuate the same way, like, regular currencies do, like USD, CAD, that kind of stuff? Or
I mean, probably, but it's more like if you probably had, like, a nice, like, collector's silver dollar, where people would pay you, like, you know, $10,000 for a silver dollar as they're, you know, a collector. But if you, like, took that to a bank or something and you were like, hey, I want to, like, you know, deposit this, they'd be like, oh yeah, that's $5, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm have to, it's a cool idea in theory, but the execution seems pretty shitty, so I'm a pass on that one, but still pretty cool.
I mean, I think it's worth, like, just looking at them, because they have some cool designs. But I mean, I wouldn't, like, drop, you know, $750 on a silver statue of Boba Fett that counts
yes, you
as
would.
Money.
Yes, you would.
But you shut up.
All I'm hearing is we're one step closer to Republic credits being a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they even have some. They definitely have mythosaur skulls. But anyway, that has been this week's Force Fact. Make sure to follow us on all our social medias. Come back next week for another one, especially at Twitter, formerly known as X, at the Force Unscripted, right? Or is it just at Force Unscripted? I forget. Anyway, follow us on all the things. click that bell, like, and subscribe. See you guys next time.